Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes, right? It's like that time my sourdough starter decided to go rogue and smell like a gym sock, a total disaster. But guess what? Even when things get messy, even when we mess up, trust me, I've had my fair share of epic fails, there's this incredible power within us. The power of self-compassion and forgiveness. Today, we're diving deep into these two game changers. They are not just fluffy feel-good concepts, they are essential tools for navigating the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. Ever felt like you're your own harshest critic? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and your inner voice starts blasting you with negativity? That, my friends, is where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer a dear friend who's struggling. And forgiveness? Well, that's about releasing the grip of anger, resentment, and guilt both towards others and ourselves. Holding onto these negative emotions is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs us down, drains our energy, and prevents us from moving forward. So, let's unpack these powerful practices. Embrace imperfection. Life is messy. We're human beings, not robots programmed for perfection. Accepting that we'll make mistakes is the first step towards self-compassion. It's about acknowledging our flaws without judgment and recognizing that they don't define us. Remember that time you accidentally sent a work email to your grandma instead of your boss? We've all been there. Practice active kindness. Treat yourself like you would treat someone you love. Would you berate them for making a mistake? No way. So why do we often dish out harsher treatment to ourselves? Practice self-care, speak kindly to yourself in the mirror, and celebrate your wins, big and small. You deserve it. Challenge negative thoughts. Our minds are powerful, but sometimes they can play tricks on us. When you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, pause and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Often, those harsh inner voices are just exaggerated fears or insecurities disguised as facts. Let go of the past. Holding on to grudges and past hurts is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional burden. It takes courage, but trust me, it's worth it. Imagine how much lighter you'd feel if you released that weight of resentment. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good in your life. Take a few moments each day to acknowledge the things you're thankful for, big or small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a supportive friend. These little joys add up. Think about that time you were really hard on yourself after a setback. Maybe you bombed a presentation or your favorite team lost a crucial game. How did that self-criticism serve you? Did it motivate you to improve, or did it leave you feeling defeated and discouraged? Self-compassion, on the other hand, would have been like offering yourself a warm hug and saying, hey, that didn't go as planned, but I'm proud of myself for trying. What can I learn from this? So, what are we taking away from today's episode? We're learning that self-compassion and forgiveness aren't just feel-good mantras, they are powerful practices that can transform our lives. They help us navigate challenges with grace, build resilience, and cultivate a deeper sense of inner peace. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to practice self-compassion or forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Calm for more daily doses of resilience and balance. Until next time, keep calm, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.